DiscerningHearts.com presents Teresa Monahan of the Pro-Sanctity Movement in helping us to respond to our personal call to holiness. In this episode, Teresa gives us the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
We declare, pronounce, and define that the doctrine which asserts that the Blessed Virgin Mary, from the first moment of her conception, by a singular grace and privilege of the Almighty God, and in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, Savior of the human race, was preserved free from every stain of original sin, is a doctrine revealed by God, for this reason must be firmly and constantly believed by all the faithful. What does this formal definition of Mary's Immaculate Conception really mean? This is my question, because I love the Blessed Mother and want to learn everything I can about her. But somehow the name Immaculate Conception confuses me. I don't think that I am alone, because it never fails that every year on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, I hear a homily that tries to explain the dogma. It usually focuses on the fact that it is confused with the Immaculate Conception of Jesus. No, I am not the only one who wonders about this fundamental doctrine of our faith. In simplest terms, Mary's Immaculate Conception is about grace and redemption. It is about Jesus. In view of her vocation to be Mother of God, Christ's redeeming work reached back to Mary to the depths of her being and touched her, healed her before she had a chance to sin. Freedom from sin was not her own doing. It was a gift, a redemptive gift of grace. It is beautiful to reflect that Mary received sanctifying grace from the first instant of her existence in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, her Son. She was, you might say, immersed from the beginning of her life in the redemption and saving love of God. We pray in the opening of the Mass of the Immaculate Conception, Father, you prepared the Virgin Mary to be the worthy mother of your Son. You let her share beforehand in the salvation Christ would bring by his death and kept her sinless from the first moment of her conception. Help us by her prayers to live in your presence without sin. Perhaps our confusion about the dogma has stifled our devotion. In a certain way, the teaching becomes something for the head, something we must do instead of allowing our hearts to honor Mary in a multitude of beautiful ways. The answer to our confusion about the Immaculate Conception is not to dismiss the dogma, but to focus on the redemptive love of Jesus that healed her, and through her we have been healed. She is, as a result, our mother, our advocate, and our pattern of holiness. May I suggest that we bring our Blessed Lady out of the closet and clearly and lovingly bring her back into our homes and into our daily lives. Celebrate all her special times in every liturgy. Pay attention to those prayers. They will teach us much about her. In songs, sing them at home and in church. Prayer times, talk to her. And play times, let the children act out her story. In a nutshell, seek good teaching about her life and her special role in our redemption for your head, and develop beautiful piety and family experiences for the heart. Spend time with her daily, honor her always, and entrust your life to her as Jesus did. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, true model of every holiness, give us trust to become saints.
You've been listening to our personal call to holiness. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms. Discerning Hearts is a 501c3 nonprofit Catholic apostolate dedicated to evangelization and spiritual formation through the use of new media. To learn how you can support our mission, visit discerninghearts.com.